What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you, talking some Titans. And to help us do that, we head to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend John Glennon from the Nashville Post. Johnny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, great, man. Appreciate Super. You taking time to be with us. So, John, I'm looking at the Titans roster right now with what they've done to this point in free agency. We know quarterback's a massive need. I think they're going to take care of that at number one overall. I'm looking at wide receiver and I'm looking at edge rusher, and I think there's still a lot of work to be done at both of those spots. So, John, as you look at the roster right now, as you look at what they've got, which one of those is a more pressing need to you at the moment? Wide receiver, edge rusher, and how do you think the Titans attack that with at this point in the offseason?
Yeah, I think certainly both very needy at this point. If I had to lean one way or another, I would say wide receiver is top priority, and that is probably assuming you're going to take Cam Ward at number one, which certainly seems to be the case right now. Why not, if you're going to take a quarterback number one, why not make first priority giving him an added weapon, some extra weapons? And really, I mean, the cupboard is so bare right now outside of Calvin Ridley. You know, I don't think you can rely much on Treylon Burks. So obviously, NWI is gone. Tyler Boyd is not coming back. And you've got several other guys that, you know, maybe are young, maybe have some potential, but, you know, nothing that's really been realized yet. So I think that has to be top priority. And I think, you know, edge rusher is not far behind. I think they've addressed that a little bit, certainly with, you know, add a guy like Draymond Jones, you know, add some depth in Lorenzo Carter there as well. But, you know, let's face it, you know, Harold Landry, I mean, that's a significant void. That's, you did well in terms of, you know, creating a lot of salary cap room, but, you know, you got to fill a lot of numbers there too. Harold Landry was, you know, responsible for 9 of those 32 sacks the Titans had last year. You know, a fair amount of pressures as well. So I don't think Draymond Jones has enough of a proven track record as a sack guy, as a pass rusher, to really be the, you know, the sole replacement there. So I think there's work certainly to be done there too. But if you say one of the two priorities, I'll go with wide receiver.
You just have to mention NWI, huh? Just like just drive the knife, plunge the knife.
He's still in mourning.
My goodness.
Moving on to be number two Dolphins man.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Hey, so what do you think about Cam Ward? Is this a good or a bad decision by the Tennessee Titans that we all are assuming is happening?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I lean toward it being a good decision, and obviously I am no NFL scout, and neither are any of us in the media, so – you know, those guys get paid to tell us how good these guys are and if they're worthy of a number one pick. I mean, certainly from the clips that I have seen and that we've all seen, you know, when I look back at what Mike Borgonzi and what Brian Callahan said they're really looking for in a number one quarterback or in a very good quarterback, I should say. You know, Mike Borgonzi talked about processing, quick processing. Brian Callahan talked about the ability to play well under pressure, and I've, you know, we've seen a lot of evidence in regards to Cam Ward on both of those fronts. And then, you know, you look at just kind of logic too. I mean, one of the primary reasons I think that Brian Callahan was hired as a head coach is because of his offensive minded background, of his ability to deal with quarterbacks, and he has talked himself about the fact that he's very confident about his ability to teach quarterbacks. So to me, you know, this is his wheelhouse, right? I mean, if you're going to hire Brian Callahan with that in mind, and you've got the number one pick and the number one, and Cam Ward is a guy that you think you can at least win consistently with and who has a pretty high ceiling, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons to jump in there and take Cam Ward number one. How many times are you going to end up with the number one pick? Maybe we shouldn't answer that. But, you know, it's a situation, obviously, where you don't have to worry about anybody else in front of you. You don't have to worry about surrendering draft capital to make that pick. So I think there's an awful lot of reasons to find Cam Ward very appealing as the number one pick. And I will, you know, sort of pass the buck to the Titans personnel and executives and scouts and say it's up to them to tell us whether he's the franchise guy or not. But if they think he's a very good quarterback, and they've got a chance to give Brian Callahan, you know, years potentially with a very good quarterback, hey, dive in.
So I'm totally with you, John, on receiver. Like, they've got a ton of work to do there, particularly if you're drafting Cam Ward at number one. You know, finding some guys to catch the football and make plays has to be top of mind. They clearly have addressed the offensive line, and with a situation that they're hoping – is a lot better for Cam Ward to step into on the offensive line with Latham moving to the right. You got Dan Moore coming in. They brought in Zeitler. So what do you make of the new look offensive line for the Titans and how much better of a setup it could be for Cam Ward if that's the way they go at number one?
I don't think there's any doubt that the right side of the line is worlds better right now. You're moving J.C. Latham over to the right tackle where he played pretty much exclusively at Alabama, and he was outstanding. I really like the addition of Kevin Zeitler at right guard. You know, I think that was a move that's going to bring in some leadership. You know, he's an older guy, but you didn't sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal. You signed him to a 1 year contract. He can bring leadership also to a younger room there. So I think the right side is clearly better, you know, from the struggling participants that we saw there last year. I still have questions on the left side. You know, they signed Dan Moore to this massive contract. But, you know, Dan Moore has been pretty much very average to below average in terms of some of the numbers anyway that he's produced in 4 years at Pittsburgh. I mean, to the extent that, you know, his third year there, they picked a left tackle in the first round of the draft to kind of replace him. Now, to Dan Moore's credit, he won that battle, remained left tackle for the Steelers. But the numbers aren't pretty, you know, in terms of the sacks and the pressures he surrendered. So, you know, I think for the Titans, you've certainly made the right side better. But is the left side necessarily better with Dan Moore than it would have been with J.C. Latham in year two, and then maybe using it, you know, a free agent or a draft right tackle? You know, that seems like that could have been a viable option too if you were kind of left with only Dan Moore to grab in free agency. So we'll have to see. That to me is a huge question mark.
Well, I'm with you. You know, I agree. You know, the right side, you strengthen it, but if you continue to not be good at left tackle, that's not the ideal way. Well, it's not the ideal way to help any quarterback, but certainly, especially not, you know, the number one overall pick rookie quarterback who I would assume is going to be starting on day one. Which, by the way, are you thinking, John, that Levis gets moved, is somewhere else next year?
I, you know, assuming as it seems like we all know are now that Ward is the number one pick, I would lean in that direction, you know, for a couple of reasons. You know, B, he's probably not, well, first, for, you know, the obvious reason, very few teams carry three quarterbacks, and you obviously have Brandon Allen there sort of to be a mentor, you know, a teacher kind of role. I'm not sure Will Levis is the ideal person to be a backup right now. Will Levis, you know, going into his third year, still very much thinks and feels that he can be a starter, whether it's here or somewhere else. And you know, I'm not sure whether they want that situation in the quarterback room or not. And two, you have to look at, you know, we know how much of a priority that this the hierarchy now for the Titans has set on compiling draft capital and draft picks down the line. And there, you know, there's only limited ways you can do that, and certainly one of them would be to move Levis, and you know, you're not going to get an early round pick for him. You're going to get a middle to a later round pick for a guy like Will Levis if you draft him. But it does make sense to me. I think you still have your journeyman mentor teacher in there with Cam Ward, and you know, I think you maybe remove what might be a potentially disruptive situation there.
John, I want to get your thoughts on the Preds. There's 12 games left in the season, in a season that has largely, for all intents and purposes, been over for a long time. So as you kind of sift through this, and you're Barry Trotz and you're the Preds trying to figure out how to move forward here, how do you view it? Like, how do you view, obviously, putting into scope the disaster that this year has been and what that could now mean moving forward? How do you find your way out of this and get back to being competitive next year if you're the Predators and Barry Trotz?
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy path, you know. And, you know, they're certainly tied into a number of veteran contracts, and I think that was one of their downfalls this year, is that they maybe had too many of those veteran contracts. You know, not enough young talent, not enough speed at that position. I think priority number one probably for the Predators, as it was maybe even going into this year, is trying to find a top line center. You know, I think once you find a top line center or even, you know, a number two center, you know, I think you're going to make Stamkos and Marchessault that much better, you know, around this center. So I think that's a key. But they're in it, you know, a bit of a challenging position in that there are a number of these veterans, you know, in early to mid 30s that are good, but need some quality youth around them. And I think there are some young prospects on the way, but, you know, not quite ready to star in the game yet. So it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. Barry Trotz, I think, has to make some, you know, careful additions for next year. And I'm really intrigued also, you know, this to me is a bit of a scary situation with Roman Josi. Of course, they're, you know, the great defenseman and Predators captain, who is apparently, you know, out for the rest of the year. And the belief is that it's a concussion situation as well. And this will be the second time in 3 years that he's finished the year by missing, you know, 15 to 25 games. And Roman Josi's got a concussion history now too, you know, multiple concussions. So I think that's worth keeping, you know, an eye on as well, how that, you know, maybe it's just to sit him down and he'll be fine for next season. That's great. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But it's not going to be an easy fix for the Predators. You know, there's talent there. And maybe, you know, and I know Barry Trotz addressed this, I think, in the Athletic article this morning, Joe, but he talked about how maybe Stamkos and Marchessault maybe feel like a better fit next year, like you know, another year under their belt, more natural with the team and in chemistry and so forth. They better hope so, because certainly that did not work this year.
Yeah, it sounds good. Since we're talking about crappy sports teams, would you like to get into Virginia basketball at all?
Wow.
Well, let me tell you this, Joe. Let me tell you this. One of the first sentences uttered by the new coach, Ryan Odom, was, "I love offense." How about that?
God.
How about that?
Hey, all right. Yeah. Let me tell you, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel. Like, Tony Bennett and Dick Bennett are two of the nicest people on the planet. They're wonderful people. I never want to watch their freaking basketball ever, ever again. I hope you're with me.
Well, it was. I think it was like this for the fan base, in the fact that like, as long as they were winning 25, 30 games a year, hell, they could score 40 points. But, you know, when you start going 20-12, you know, each season and losing in the first round of the NCAA, well, like, we hate that style. All of a sudden, it's time to boost things. So,
I mean, sports is allowed to entertain you, right? Like, it's okay. Like,
it is.
Yeah.
Winning is very entertaining.
That is
winning.
True.
Winning is highly entertaining. I think we're back on the right track now.
Got to be some high-octane offense in Virginia. You better watch out, baby. Better watch out.
I do like the hire.
Johnny, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Enjoyed it.
John Glennon from the Nashville Post, our guest on Robbie and Rex. We'll get back into Cam Ward, his pro day, react to what Glennon had to say there as well on the Titans front. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Got some tickets to give away to see Mark Normand at the Ryman Auditorium coming up on Thursday, April the 3rd. Be caller number 2, 615-737-1025. Caller 2 will win a pair of tickets to see Mark Normand at the Ryman Auditorium coming up on Thursday, April the 3rd. Make sure you check out this week's Nashville's Best Deal. It's Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar, just in time for the NCAA tournament. Score half off a $30 gift card. Enjoy their award-winning pizza and handcrafted beverages. Visit them in Nashville, Spring Hill, or Murfreesboro. Visit thegamenashville.com/deals while supplies last. Cam Ward with his pro day yesterday, Joe. Many of the Titans organization were down there, including Brian Callahan, Chad Brinker, Mike Borgonzi. A lot of decision makers for the Titans on hand at Cam Ward's pro day, to the surprise of no one. And it looks like he is going to be their pick. I mean, it's just reading the tea leaves here. They're taking him out to dinner Sunday night. The entire organization basically is down there. And, you know, they're over there yucking it up with him after the pro day workout's done. And then based on what they've done, or maybe more specifically not done, in free agency, it feels like a foregone conclusion to me that he is going to be the number one overall pick. But what did you make of the pro day, the environment around the pro day with the Titans and their brass being there for this, and how things are setting up now at number one? Here we are, finally, less than a month away from the NFL draft.
I didn't make much of the pro day. I don't make much of pro days. I never will. I'm sorry. I did make a lot of the scene around it because it looked like, you know, basically if they could have just taken him home with them, they would have.
Yep.
You know, signed him right there on the spot and just taking him home. This is not posturing, folks. I don't think it's posturing. It is interesting what we had Cam Wolf on earlier, you know, talking about, I mean, look, the fact that Joe Shane is there, it is pretty funny that he's out there talking to Borgonzi. Like,
yep.
Does it help at all if I am right here instead of us talking on the phone?
Yeah.
I mean, it does sound like he believes, he being Cam Wolf, so many Cams today.
A lot of them.
He believes that the Giants still are trying. The Giants still may keep trying and try harder and juice up the deal. Is there some level that they could reach where all of a sudden it's like, okay, guys, let's huddle again and talk about this. I'm guessing it's a foregone conclusion it's over. But it was interesting still to think about that idea, keep a little bit of intrigue going. But clearly, like, they are all in. I think clearly, from as clear as things can be in terms of their actions,
yep,
which, as you pointed out earlier, I mean, that goes along with just what they've done or haven't done in the offseason. Pretty clear to me what's going to happen here. I do want to read Coy in Clarksville, who says, I'll be honest, I wasn't impressed with Cam Ward's pro day. He had one good deep throw, the fadeaway. Most of the deep throws, wide receivers slow down for it. Those were easily interceptions in the NFL. Truthfully, Malik Willis had a better deep throw pro day. So, wow, we got some serious analysis of these pro day throws out here. He also says, hopefully Chad, the real GM, will take Carter or Hunter. Yeah, I think you're going to be hoping against hope on that one, Coy. Like, it's they're taking him, or I guess there's a sliver of a fraction of a possibility that they could be talked into moving down. But if they draft there, everything they've done tells you what they're doing.
I would agree. We got another Texan talking about, Cam Ward's pro day. And, the excitement level of Zach Wilson after his pro day. Again, I don't really care about the pro day, to be quite honest with you, in terms of, like, the throwing part of it. Unless it's just an abject disaster out there, which Cam Ward's pro day was not, then I don't think it changes anything all that much from the throwing part of it. Like, they've gone through the film. They know what Cam Ward's mechanics look like. They know the strengths and weaknesses of his game when it comes to throwing the football. They've got an idea of how that could or could not translate to the NFL level. So watching him throw yesterday, like, did the Titans learn anything new about him? Probably not. Now, you're watching him operate in his environment and run the offense and communicate with teammates, and I think all that can be valuable. But I think we get caught up too much sometimes in the actual pro day workouts. Like, to me, I care more about, like, watching the Titans interact with him and some of the things that he said in the aftermath of it. Like, watching, we joked about Rand Carthon with CBS Sports interviewing Cam Ward after the workout yesterday, which I did not expect, but it was interesting to see when that happened. But in that interview, in what he was talking about with Cam Wolf on NFL Network, which we brought up earlier with him, like him going through his process and like, you know, with Rand Carthon, he was talking about the different style of defenses in the NFL and the type of throws that are going to be required to attack those defenses. Like, all those things are more interesting to me than watching him throw a football in a T-shirt and shorts yesterday.
Yeah, like to Coy, if you watched him play football last year, and again, you can find the clips. I mean, he can throw an on-time deep ball. You know, yeah, the film is still way more important. You know, if he had a couple deep balls you thought hung up a little bit, again, he's going to throw a million of them before he takes a snap for the Titans, and a lot of it is just being in tandem with your receivers, right, and having the, you know.
Which is a question, because I don't know who's playing receiver right now.
Well, sure.
And then Calvin Ridley, the one guy we know they have, apparently takes a while to get on the same page with the quarterback, what we've learned the last couple years.
That is true. But, he can throw the football. We already know this, you know. I mean, it comes down to when you're actually playing – and people are trying to hit you, and people are switching coverages, and people are throwing pressures at you. Can you read the field, and can you make quick decisions? Which none of these things ever could possibly be addressed in a pro day. It's darn near worthless. I already know the guy can throw a football. So I'm with you. I mean, I think it's a building of a relationship between the team that's taking him and him. Well, and that's what it is more than anything yesterday.
I've really not changed a ton on – my thoughts on him throughout this whole thing. Like I've always thought he's an intriguing guy. Like he's got some good arm talent where he can make some big throws. And as I said earlier, like it doesn't take long going through the tape of watching him play in college to realize why people are enamored with him. Like he's got a lot of ability. Now, is he, you know, the most talented prospect to come out in recent memory? No. But like the thing that I probably feel the best about is there's a lot of tape to sift through with him, right? Like he's played a ton of college football, and that doesn't guarantee success in the NFL. But I do think like when you have a guy that has played as much football as Cam Ward has at the college level, it does give you, if you're the Titans, more of an opportunity to gauge exactly what he is. Like there's just more film on him. Like there's more stuff to evaluate from him at the college level than there is with some of these other guys that come out, be that in Anthony Richardson or some less experienced guys. Like I know Sean Payton in Denver.
Levis played 2 years of quarterback, you know? I mean, Hendon Hooker basically did too. You usually don't get this much football.
Well, and Sean Payton has talked about that with Bo Nix, right? Like, you know, Bo Nix played a ton of football at Auburn and at Oregon. And there's a lot to be able to sift through when you got a guy that's played that much in college.
Well, I think one of the most exciting things about this is that Cam Ward coming out of high school, he goes to Incarnate Word. So we're talking about someone who kept improving. Again, there's like when he was at Washington State, no one was saying this guy's going to be the number one overall pick someday.
Right.
He was good there, you know, but this is a guy who has improved, who has played a lot and has improved. And that, I think, is one of the most exciting things because obviously you're hoping that continues. It has to continue.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More your thoughts on Cam Ward, who looks like he's going to be the pick at number one for the Tennessee Titans. 1025 The Game and Bavarian Beer House have teamed up to give away tickets to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts at Bridgestone Arena in the all-inclusive Eurostone Club coming up Saturday, May 17th. Tune in to Chase and Big Joe today during the 9 o'clock hour for the keyword to text in for your chance to win tickets. Bavarian Beer House, located at Opry Mills Mall. Enjoy traditional German beer, brats, giant pretzels, and more in their expansive beer hall and garden. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all, taking your thoughts on Cam Ward's pro day yesterday.
Who did the tally ho? You know, I usually just bitch about everything. Like, you know, oh, hey, this is broken. That's, you know, edge rusher, right tackle, whatever. But that's a great commercial. Who did it?
I think it was Chase.
Chase did that?
Yeah.
Good job, Chase. See? Positive things said about our coworkers. This it happens.
It's
on
a new
this,
segment.
It happens on this program. That was very good, Chase, Charles. Good stuff.
It's very popular with the people too. I will have people. Apparently, Bridgestone Arena is just where I spend my time.
Yeah.
But the concourse, very active with Robbie and Rex Road listeners, which we appreciate. Then,
here we go. Has anyone come up to you and said, tally ho?
Yes.
Have they?
Yes. It's a fan favorite out there.
Idiot. Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah. Let me get to this text here from Andrew. As I think this is going to be like basically the conversation now, I guess, until draft night. So let's set the framework here. Andrew says, the amount of so-called Titans fans rooting so hard against drafting a young quarterback and having hope for the first time is wild. This is exciting, guys. Stop fighting it so hard. So here's the thing, Andrew. You absolutely can be excited for it, and some people have been arguing for it, and I get it. And if that's what you believe, and I would tell you, if you truly believe that Cam Ward is that guy and is a top of the draft quarterback, and he may end up being that, then I think you love it for the right reasons. But I don't think you should shame Titans fans who look at this and say, no, don't reach for a quarterback because you need a quarterback and talk yourself into he is that guy when he isn't that guy. Take the best player available or get out of one, get more draft capital, and build your team and get a better quarterback at another time. That's what I would do. So, again, I just think this is going to be the back and forth argument. Neither side is necessarily wrong.
I agree. No, from a job of a radio host standpoint, I'm hoping like mad they take Cam Ward. It'd be awesome. To have something to point to. To be excited about for this team heading to next year?
Yeah.
And by the way, as much as I think Abdul Carter, if he's healthy, could be a really good player in the NFL, the quarterback just does – people care more about the quarterback than they do the edge rusher or the corner.
Edge rusher.
Or the wide receiver.
Tackle.
Yeah, let me just go down. Long snapper. Kicker. By the way, Titans continue to make moves there too. So
– yeah.
I'm all in on drafting Cam Ward if that's the way they want to go, because quite frankly, more people care about that stuff more people want to talk about the Titans.
Yeah,
so that's
great.
Cool.
Yeah, great for us.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. Do I think that Cam Ward is ultimately going to be the answer the Titans fans are looking for at quarterback? My initial reaction is probably no, and that's probably based more on the statistics of how unlikely it is than anything else. I can see it with Cam Ward. If you told me that Cam Ward 10 years from now was still the Titans starting quarterback and that he was a really, really good player in the NFL and the Titans were doing a lot of winning, I could say, yeah, okay, I can see that. He's not the cleanest prospect. And you throw out the numbers earlier this offseason. The numbers of these type of guys working out at that position, we determined are right around 20%. And by the way, that's a loose definition of working out as well.
Like you're good enough to keep starting, you're decent.
So the
Trevor Lawrence is absolutely working out. And how many people are like, oh yeah, give me that.
So the odds are that he's probably not going to. Now, again, just because the odds say he's not going to doesn't mean that you have to take your shot with somebody at some point if you're the Titans.
Sure.
So if they feel like he's that guy and he's worthy of it, yeah, man, I'm all in. Let's go.
Yeah,
I hope he's great.
Yeah, it's an interesting, it's kind of like doing as much as I do with college hoops. Now, college hoops is an example of a sport where, the metrics nerds are huge in that sport. And, Ken Pom and Bart Torvik and all these people. And there's a lot of the conversation around various things is, probabilities, Obviously, those guys are big on predictive metrics and things like that. It is an interesting, if you have this discussion and throw in just the rarity of getting to the top of the draft and how important it is to take advantage of that, right? That's probably the third thing in this discussion that is worth, if you tried to make a mathematical, we're talking about 20%, but what about also just the difficulty of being in position to take the best quarterback in a given draft?
Right.
That is part of the equation. Again, I'm still personally taking Travis Hunter and happily walking back to my seat after handing the card to Roger Goodell. But that's me. But that is another part of this,
I agree.
You can't just assume you're going to get there. Yes, at a later date, you can try to move up in a given draft, and you may have better quarterbacks in that given draft. This is a rare opportunity because of how bad you were last year.
It is. And then, you know, behind all of that, the hope is that the Titans have done their due diligence here and they feel great about that selection, if that's what they're going with. And they look, they may be wrong. They also may be right. And if Cam Ward ends up being the guy that you've been looking for around here for a long time at that position, then the doldrums of last year are probably worth it in the end, right? Like, this is what you're hoping for. Like, this is the payoff for sitting through that garbage of a football season that we sat through last year. You're hoping that this is the payoff, and he's the reward for that.
Yeah. Look, it makes the next couple of years guarantees a higher level of interest, right?
There's no doubt.
That's what it is. And you do need to take your shots at times. So they're going to, we think, unless Joe Shane made Borgonzi an offer he can't refuse yesterday. And we're already way behind, and they've already got the framework of a deal in place.
Lenny on the text line says it's certainly early, but do you believe that the Titans are currently better on personnel than they were last year? That's an interesting question. I mean, do I think the offensive line is better on personnel? Yeah, than last year. But I'm looking at edge rusher. Like, they're not better than they were last year. Wide receivers, you don't really have a room right now.
I mean, like, we can joke, but NWI leaving makes it worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've got three guys in there right now, basically. I mean, if you want to count Traylon Burks, you can. I'm not counting Traylon Burks. So
he's a guy.
Not really a room at the moment. And then, you know, corner, you got rid of a woozy. Now, I know that he played 8 games last year, and you're not feeling great about his health moving forward here as he enters into his 30s. But I guess the answer to the question is no, I don't feel a whole lot better about personnel right now. And we'll see what quarterback. Like, at the end of the day, if you're telling me the quarterback play is improved pretty dramatically from where it was last year, even with Ward in year one, then that's going to make a big difference regardless of what the personnel looks like.
Yeah. But, yeah, I would say no also. And again, if you want to compare to a year ago, also a year ago the Titans had just traded – a significant pick for a corner who had been great the year before.
Yeah.
And now that same person was just was Casper the Ghost this last year. So, yeah. Like, you're worse there just by the most recent information.
CC on the text line says, what's worse, drafting Ward and him being a bust or not drafting Ward and watching him win with another team?
That's a great question.
I'd probably go option two.
Yeah.
Not drafting him and then watching him win with another team.
Like not drafting him. I guess I would go with number two if it's not drafting him and watching him win with another team and becoming a star, right? Like, the quarterback, there are quarterbacks in this league that can win because they're with great teams, but they're okay. That does happen.
Sure.
But, yeah, if you don't draft him and then he goes and actually becomes Mahomes. Cam Wolf did mention
He did.
He did mention Patrick Mahomes.
He sure did.
You know, but again, in the off platform, it is wild to think back to the Mahomes. I was down on Mahomes coming out because, like, yeah, Texas Tech, man, that offense. And some of that is the times have changed a little bit where I think we're less likely, I think, to worry about system as we were then.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I didn't think he was going to be any good.
He's turned out to
be
pretty good.
I'm a good evaluator of quarterbacks, as you can tell.
And Bryce Young is going to light it up this year.
Hey, man. Hey, he's coming now. He's coming.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Carl to the program. Carl, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. No problem, guys. I'm telling you, a lot of this talk about this kid, it just has echoes of past talks about quarterbacks. And the problem we have, and I'm putting myself in this too, because I do it as well. We see a guy, and we're like, yes, that's what a quarterback's supposed to be. And next thing you know, he's Mitchell Trubisky. Or we see a guy, and we're like, yes, that's the quarterback. He is what the quarterback is supposed to be. He's a number one overall draft pick, and he becomes Trevor Lawrence. I mean, to me, for what people thought Trevor was going to be, he's a bust. I feel comfortable saying that because I'm the guy that thought that he was a can't miss prospect.
Same.
He was pro ready since he was a freshman, and the only reason why he didn't become a pro straight out of high school is because they don't allow it. I mean, I thought that about the guy, and he's a bust. I mean, he may be an adequate NFL quarterback and probably throw better than 99.9% of the people on this planet. But as a quarterback in the NFL, he's just another guy. We didn't think that's what he was going to be. So if we're looking at guys like Cam or Shador, we're saying, well, these, man, this is a down draft, a quarterback, because we just got these two guys. Remember, we thought that Trevor was going to be the greatest quarterback since Tom Brady, and guess what? It didn't happen. You never know what a person's going to do until they put that, until they get out there. My son had a saying back when he was in high school playing football. He said, everybody look fast and short. Let's see what they look like when they get them passed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Everybody, they may look good. Trevor looked good winning the national championship. And he looks great. But when he got in the NFL, he's just another guy. So you just know. And Tom Brady ended up not being another guy, but he just looked like another guy when he was in Michigan. Now, look, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. So you just never know, guys.
Thanks for the call, Carl. Appreciate it.
Ish.
I know Rex Rhodes starts shaking.
He's one of them.
He's top 10.
No, I mean, look, it's a great point. And also, by the way, Jaden Daniels last year.
Yep.
CJ Stroud the year before. Sometimes it's way better than you think it's going to be right away.
And everything he just said, I agree with. It's not even just with us, though. That's with NFL people.
Like, right.
They fall into the same trap.
Yes.
That's what makes it so hard.
615-737-1025,
our phone number. More your thoughts on Cam Ward and the Titans. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Robbie and Rex Road live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Taking your thoughts on Cam Ward and the Titans, 615-737-1025. Joe, one texter upset about the Titans logo. So are the Titans ever going to change that godforsaken, hideous logo? It's terrible.
Maybe that would fix everything.
I didn't know that was on the list of problems that they had. I actually kind of like their logo.
Flaming Thumbtack?
Yeah. I kind of like it. Now, I'm not a huge fan of their jerseys. The new jerseys, I've said this many times, don't love them. So if they change the jerseys up again, I'd be cool with that. But the logo, I think, is fine.
You can only do that every so often. Yeah. You know, the thing is, we say new jerseys, but wasn't that like 17?
2018.
2018, okay. Yeah. That's right. 2018, we had to be subjected to
Florida Georgia Line.
Nice buzzed up Vrabel singing a Florida Georgia Line song. Jeez. Oh, we miss you.
One of the great moments in Titans history.
Now, someone on the text, I'm like, oh, you got there you are talking about Vrabel again. I was making fun of him, okay? There's been no Vrabel worship today, just one joke at his expense.
But in all seriousness, though, like Cam Ward better play well against Vrabel this year. You know, they might get benched. Amy Adams phones in.
I've seen enough, guys. Couldn't beat Vrabel.
Boy.
To the bench.
I tell you what, that game is going to be
spicy.
Yeah, that's a very important game for everybody who works in this franchise.
Maybe that'll be like a one of those Thursday night games. You know, when you're looking at primetime, Vrabel coming back in here.
I mean, seriously, that should be a primetime game, right?
I agree.
Let's do it.
Cam Ward versus Bo Nix.
Drake Milton.
May. Well, Joe Milton could be out there. You never know.
They did sign. Who'd they sign?
They
signed someone who were like, then we had like the agent tweeting for the, you know, the NFL newsbreaker, like, oh, they love Joe Milton, but.
Patriots Dobbs?
Yeah, that's who it is.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, guys.
Big Astro Dobbs in there.
Yes, that's right. That was a very good signing. Vrabel's done some good stuff. Uh-oh. No more good talk about Vrabel. Sorry.
Yeah,
but your Florida Georgia Line singing sucked, Vrabel.
I mean, in fairness. It's hard to make that sound good.
Also, why is he still going to casinos? I got people tweeting out pictures of Vrabel at a casino. What's up? What's up with that? See? Ripping him.
Looking forward to the schedule. I mean, the schedule release, when's it come out?
Oh, God.
Is it after the draft?
Yeah, that's like in May.
All right.
They make
see
like,
when that game is.
They'll make it like a 3-day thing at some point. It'll be like – eventually it'll be like five – every night on primetime, it'll be, you know, three or four games revealed every night. It's
and then you could show up to the Brian Callahan press conference at, like, OTAs and just be like, hey, coach, can you talk about your schedule? Can you talk about the schedule release?
Talk about schedule is a great – is that like a Tennessee accent?
Oh, yeah, just, you know, South.
I mean, there's a lot of different Tennessee accents. Yeah. I understand, but like, is that word in particular like a West
every
Tennessee,
now and then,
East
yeah,
Tennessee?
I think it's like a West Tennessee thing.
Okay,
it's just like every now and then I'll run across somebody that says schedule or "scoo" with no L at the end of it. It's like, all right,
yes.
I mean, I love it.
I do too.
I'm from around here. These are my people.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan. As I watch Big Joe just standing there and just looking blankly at the wall.
So, okay, let's throw this out there because this could be really impressive to revisit if we're wrong on the morning of April 25th, the day after the draft. Your percentage chance that Cam Ward is drafted number one overall by the Tennessee Titans based on everything we now know and based on the pro day stuff yesterday.
99.3%. I'll allow 0.7 of 1% to the Giants end up coming with something so absurd that the Titans are like, okay. But again, that's less than a percent.
Yep. I'd go 98.9.
Oh, you're allowing 1.1%.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm leaving the small piece in my mind that this could be the most elaborate, well-done pump fake by the Titans of all time. But again, we've had people bring that up. I don't really know what purpose that serves if you're number one, other than, I guess, trying to drive up the price.
I mean, if I'm NBA Adam Strunk and I realize that all these people went down there for this amazing dinner that Cam Wolf told us about, that where they went last night with Cam, I'm like, why are we expensing all this stuff for a fake out? Really?
Maybe it's, I mean, spare no expense. Except for all your longtime employees. We'll fire all them. Unbelievable. By the way, we're getting a lot of texts about that from people outside the Titans organization in the NFL world.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, absolutely. People are outraged about this in the league. And tomorrow with Kaharski, we will
– yeah, it could be good.
We
could
will talk more about that garbage.
Could be a special time with Kaharski tomorrow. That's going to do it for us today here on the program. PK will be with us tomorrow. We got a lot to get into on the Cam Ward front as well. We'll do that. Hope everybody has a wonderful rest of their day. Chase and Big Joe coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.